can't take it anymore. They've been at it for hours. Give it a rest, you two.
Sorry.
Good morning, class. I trust you've all prepared for today's final exam.
Excuse me, I missed a few lectures. What subject is this?
Ancient Egyptian algebra.
Oh, what a nightmare!
Mr. Fry, are those your underpants? Young man, I think it's time you learned a lesson about Lightspeed brand briefs.
Lightspeed fits today's active lifestyle, whether you're on the job or having fun. Lightspeed briefs, style and comfort for the discriminating crotch.
Oh, what a weird dream. I'll never get back to sleep. So you're telling me they broadcast commercials into people's dreams?
Of course.
But how is that possible?
It's very simple. The ad gets into your brain just like this liquid gets into this egg. Although in reality it's not liquid, but gamma radiation.
That's awful. It's like brainwashing.
Didn't you have ads in the 20th century?
Well, sure, but not in our dreams. Only on TV and radio. And in magazines. And movies. And at ball games. And on buses. And milk cartons. And t-shirts. And bananas. And written on the sky. But not in dreams. No siree.
Quit squawking, fleshwad. Nobody's forcing you to buy anything.
Yeah. I mean, we all have commercials in our dreams. But you don't see us running off to buy brand name merchandise at low, low prices.
Hi. Care to sample the latest fragrance from Calvin Klein?
No, thanks.
And you, sir?
No, thanks.
What a lovely face. We just need to draw attention away from the eye area.
Cool. Can I try these on before I buy them?
I'm afraid I can't let you open the package, but you can try on the demo pair.
Ooh. Ho, ho, ho.
Bender, great new sweater.
New? What sweater? I came in with it. I don't know you people.
$30, please.
$30? I can't afford that.
Unless...
Do you take Visa?
Visa hasn't existed for 500 years.
American Express?
600 years.
Discover card?
Sorry, we don't take Discover.
Hey, you springing for Lightspeed? Pretty ritzy.
No, I can't afford them. Being poor sucks. What kind of world is this where they advertise things not everybody can afford?
Quiet. There's an ad coming on.
Hello, shoppers. It's me, Mom.
Hey, who's the rocker jockey?
Gah, it's Mom, the world's most huggable industrialist.
Call me old-fashioned. But when my robot starts to squeak like an old screen door, well, that's when I reach for a can of Mom's old-fashioned robot oil.
Ooh, tasty.
And remember, Mom's oil is made with 10% more love than the next leading brand.
Mom, Love, and Screen Door are registered trademarks of Mom Corp.
Hey, Bender, sounds like you could use a little of that oil.
I'm boned.
Freeze, Scuzzbot!
There's obviously been some sort of a mistake here. I'm sure there's... I'm sure there's a very reasonable...
Do we have enough money to pay Bender's fine?
78, 79, 79.50. Crud. We're 50 cents short.
I'd love to chip in, but Bender stole my wallet.
Hey, that's my old bank. Maybe my account's still open.
We don't seem to have your retina scan, your fingerprint, or your colonic map on file.
Yeah, well, I did open the account over 1,000 years ago. What about my ATM card?
Do you still remember your PIN number?
Sure. It's the price of a cheese pizza and a large soda back where I used to work. Panucci's Pizza.
Okay, you had a balance of 93 cents.
All right.
And at an average of 2.25% interest over a period of 1,000 years, that comes to $4.3 billion.
Surprise!
Yeah. All right.
I know Fry's rich, but do we really have to wear these top hats?
Maybe you don't understand just how rich he is. In fact, I think I better put on a monocle.
Dinner on me.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep the tab under $50 million.
Yo, I haven't got all day. What kind of pizza you guys want?
We'll have one with everything but anchovies and one with my all-time favorite topping, anchovies.
Invalid selection.
Yo, what are you talking about?
Anchovies. You know, those little headless fish.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
I'm sorry, Fry, but the anchovy has been extinct since the 2200s.
What?
Oh, my, yes. Fished to death. Just about the time your people arrived on Earth, wasn't it, Zoidberg?
I'm not on trial here.
So none of you has ever had anchovies? Oh, man. You don't know what you're missing. They were all salty and oily, and they melted in your mouth.
Stop! Stop! I admit it. My people ate them all. We kept saying one more can't hurt, and then they were gone. We're sorry.
I just wish I could have showed you guys how great they were. I may be rich, but I still can't buy back all the things I miss from the 20th century.
Maybe you're forgetting just how rich you are. Huh? Huh?
Yeah. Huh? So, what do you think?
I know you spent a lot of money on this place, Fry, but it's awfully primitive. The floors are made of such hard wood.
Hey, get a load of this pathetic 20th century TV.
What's wrong with it?
Well, aside from causing eye cancer, these things had a lousy low-definition picture.
That's true. On a TV like this, I bet you couldn't even make out my obscene tattoo.
That's cute.
Sold!
Yes!
I just don't get it. Who was this Ted Danson? And why would you pay $10,000 for his skeleton?
I have an idea for a sitcom.
Ah, leave him alone, Leela. So he's going a little wacko with his money. That's okay.
You're just saying that because he bought you that antique robot toy.
Yeah, it is cute.
Now our final item. This unopened can of Angry Norwegian brand anchovies, circa 1997.
Anchovies?
The last known can in existence, guaranteed fresh and edible. Do I hear $10,000?
$15,000!
$20,000!
$30,000! No! $40,000!
50,000!
Oh, are you crazy? It's a can of old fish.
Don't tell me how to spend my money.
50, going once, twice.
75,000.
Oh, my God, it's Mom. I've never seen her in person before.
100,000.
Fry, you can't bet against Mom. She's the richest, most powerful person in the world. And she's so adorable.
Well, I suppose I could go as high as 300,000.
500.
Oh, mercy me. 1,000,000.
2.
6.
14.
I can see the nice young man really wants those little fish. Nevertheless, I'll bid 23 million.
$1,000,000,000.
Sir, that's not a number.
Oh, in that case, 50 million.
Well, boys, your old mother knows when she's been beat. You win, young man. I tip my bonnet to you.
What a class act. Sold to the gentleman who bought every item in today's auction.
Now for some good old 20th century TV.
Do you remember a time when chocolate chip cookies came fresh from the oven? Petridge Farm remembers.
Oh, those were the days.
Do you remember a time when women couldn't vote and certain folk weren't allowed on golf courses? Petridge Farm remembers.
Fry, are you there?
Huh?
You haven't been to work in 3 days. What have you been doing?
I've been sitting right here. I picked up my life exactly where I left off 1,000 years ago. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's 8 o'clock. Time to get busy.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
You can't just sit here in the dark listening to classical music.
I could if you hadn't turned on the lights and shut off the stereo.
Fry, this isn't healthy. You're living in the past.
I'm rich. I can live whenever I want.
But we're your friends and we live here in the year 3000.
Yeah. Now, are you going to come to the squid fights with us? Or sit here wallowing in your prehistoric junk.
Junk? Maybe you can't understand this, but I finally found what I need to be happy. And it's not friends, it's things.
I'm a thing.
Just leave me alone.
Fry, please. My ponytail's caught in the door.
I don't need them. Not when I have my antique videos, my bucket of fossilized KFC, and $50 million worth of anchovies. Mwah!
Mercy me, what a day. Could you shut the door, Igner dear? I think I feel a draft coming on. Holy crap, that bastard's itchy. Walt, cream soda.
Right away, Mother. Larry, get your mother a cream soda.
But Mom said...
You heard me.
What's wrong, Mommy?
It's those damned anchovies. That dirtbag Fry must know their secret. And I won't rest until I get my hands on them. No one messes with Mom.
Quiet, you.
As you boys know, one of the cornerstones of my empire is Mom's old-fashioned robot oil. Think of it. 10 billion robots, each one needing an oil change every 3,000 miles. You don't have to do the math to know that's a buttload of oil.
Can I wear your fat suit?
No, Igner, put that down!
Oh.
What does this have to do with the anchovies?
I'm getting to the freaking anchovies. A single drop of the anchovies' natural oil would lubricate 10 robots permanently.
Wow, it's a shame it went extinct.
No, it isn't! Shut your filthy clam! Thank you, Walt. If anyone ever got hold of anchovy DNA... they could chop out the oil-making gene, stick it in a bunch of third-world kids, and bam! Cheap, effective robot oil. Enough to put dear old Mom out of business.
My God. This Mr. Fry must be a mastermind of the highest order.
Hello,
Master, you ugly!
We have only one option. We'll have to bankrupt Mr. Fry, so he'll be forced to sell the anchovies to us.
Mother, you are one clever old skag.
And don't you forget it.
But how are we supposed to get Fry's money out of the bank?
That part will be easy, thanks to the nice people at Mom's old-fashioned video surveillance unit.
Do you still remember your PIN number?
Sure. It's the price of a cheese pizza and a large soda back where I used to work. Panucci's Pizza. It's the price of a cheese pizza and a large soda back.
You know what needs to be done.
What?
Get his PIN number, you idiots! Now I'm off to some charity BS for knocked-up teenage sluts.
Mr. Fry, it's those three plumbers you called for.
We're here to tighten your drains.
Ow!
I didn't order any. Ooh,
quick, give him the tranquilizer.
That's a good boy.
Wake up, Mr. Fry.
Where am I?
You're in the good old year 2000, working here at Panucci's Pizza. You fell asleep on the job.
Well, that sounds like me, but I thought I got frozen. Wasn't I in the future?
No, you only dreamed you were in the year 3000.
So I'm really back? Well, that's exactly what I wanted, I guess. Who are you?
I am Mr. Panucci.
You are? Did you grow a mustache since last night?
No. Now go work the currency register. I think I hear a customer coming. I said, I think I hear a customer coming.
Oh, hurry up, please. I want to get back to the head museum.
Don't worry, Miss Anderson. This won't take long. Now, your motivation is you're back in the year 2000 and your head's still on your body and you want a cheese pizza.
Okay, but I'm only doing this so people will take my head seriously as an actress.
Hey, look, anchovies.
Of course. They're not extinct yet. And if you need further proof that this is really 1,000 years ago, well, here's contemporary actress Pamela Anderson.
Ooh.
Hello, Fry. Remember me from Baywatch the movie? It was the first movie to be shot entirely in slow motion.
It hasn't been made yet.
Then he doesn't know I won the Oscar?
Nope.
Crap! Wait, you're Pamela Anderson. Ooh, cool. What can I get you?
Oh, I'll have a cheese pizza and a large, line?
Soda.
Oh, right. Cheese pizza and a large soda.
Cheese and a... That was quick.
So, what do I owe you?
1077. Same as my PIN number.
Hey, you don't get to laugh. Thanks a billion.
More like 4.3 billion.
Ow!
Ow!
Oh, I had a nightmare. I was in the year 2000 and you guys never existed. I'm so glad I'm awake now and you're really here.
Since when do you care about us?
We thought you only cared about cans of anchovies and stuffy old songs about the buttocks.
No, that's not true.
Goodbye.
This dream brought to you by Lightspeed Briefs.
Bender, Leela, don't leave me. Wait a minute. Hey, buddy, what year is this?
3000.
3000? Yes! I'm still in the future! Life is wonderful! Wait, what are you doing with my stuff?
Check bounced. We're taking it all back.
Oh, no, my ATM card. My secret PIN number. 1077. I've got nothing left. Except...
You're Fry's relative. Do you have any idea how he got so crazy?
Oh, yeah, they say madness runs in our family. Some even call me mad.
And why? Because I dared to dream of my own race of atomic monsters. Atomic supermen with octagonal-shaped bodies that suck blood out of me.
Leela, Bender, I missed you so much.
You did? What happened?
I was robbed. They get everything except these.
Who did?
Hello, Fry.
It's Mom.
I felt terrible when I heard about your money troubles, and I thought maybe I could help out a sweet young man by buying his anchovies.
Sorry, but the anchovies aren't for sale.
What? Listen, you little bastard. I control the robot oil business, and I won't let you ruin me. How much do you want?
You might as well put that checkbook away, because I've discovered something even more important. My friends. And they aren't worth even a penny to me. That's why these anchovies are going on a pizza. So I can share the food I love with the people I like.
Holy hell! You're going to eat them? Oh, well, just make sure you eat them all. You're a growing boy. Toodaloo! Dumbass.
What a nice lady. Okay, my friends, get ready for the most delicious extinct animal you've ever tasted.
I don't know. I've had cow.
No one likes them at first, but they'll grow on you.
That stench. That heavenly stench. More.
There aren't any more, and there never will be.
More. 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 More.